Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Early this morning, the Senate approved the extension of a controversial foreign surveillance program. As NPR's Dave Mistage reports, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act will be extended for another 2 years once President Biden signs the legislation.
Supporters of the FISA program say it's a key part of national security that helps stop drug trafficking and violent extremism. The program also gives the government broad powers to conduct warrantless surveillance on Americans in some cases as part of anti-terrorism efforts. Still yet, FISA has drawn criticism from both Republicans and Democrats, who argue it violates Americans' constitutional right to privacy. The reauthorization of FISA has been blocked 3 times over the past 5 months by House Republicans who had broken from party leadership. The House cleared the measure last week after the program's extension was shortened from 5 years to 2 years. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
The House will be in session today to consider sending $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. House Speaker Mike Johnson is bringing the measures to the House floor with the help of Democrats and over the objections of some hard-right Republicans. Thomas Massie of Kentucky is one of them.
The Speaker's overdrawn on political capital, and he's going to go bankrupt after this vote, where he forces through this $100 billion foreign aid package without any border security on it.
Massie is one of 3 Republicans to sponsor a motion to vacate the chair, a vote on whether to remove Johnson from his leadership post. He said he expects more Republicans will join that effort in the coming days. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, the UAW's victory follows 2 narrow defeats in the past decade.
This time, workers voted overwhelmingly to unionize, with 73% casting ballots in favor. The difference, workers say, was there was less anti-union rhetoric this time. Volkswagen had taken a neutral position, telling workers the company would respect whatever decision they made. Another factor, workers were impressed with everything the UAW won for Big 3 auto workers after union members went on strike last fall. The UAW is calling this win a historic breakthrough as it targets foreign-owned auto plants across the South. Next up, a union election at the Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. That vote is set to begin on May 13th. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Tesla has delivered fewer than 4,000 of its new Cybertrucks. They're all being recalled. The company says soap was used as a lubricant in attaching pads to the accelerator pedals. Traces of soap could cause the pedal to stick. No accidents have been reported. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The small seaside community of Tybee Island in Georgia is gearing up for this weekend's Orange Crush. It's an annual spring break party that's popular among students of historically Black colleges and universities. Last year, the event drew record crowds of more than 100,000 people to the Three Mile Island. It overwhelmed local infrastructure and prompted state lawmakers to pass a new bill. Benjamin Payne of Georgia Public Broadcasting has more.
Signed into law this month by Republican Governor Brian Kemp, SB 443 allows local governments like Tybee Island to seek financial damages from organizers of unpermitted events. Democratic State Senator Derek Mallow of nearby Savannah was a key sponsor of the bill, which he says is not meant to stop Orange Crush.
This bill is designed to stop the people who charge people ticket price to come to a public beach, and you're going to make all the money and not have to pay for the public safety or some of the other things that any good promoter would have to do in any other city. Then the city should be able to go back and recoup some of those damages from you.
Mallow himself is an alum of Savannah State University, the HBCU, which popularized Orange Crush beginning in the late 80s. For NPR News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah, Georgia.
Opening statements are expected to begin Monday in the first criminal trial of Donald Trump. The former president is charged with falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film star just before the 2016 presidential election. The final jurors were seated in the case yesterday after days of questioning dozens of potential jurors and whether they can be impartial in assessing the evidence. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.